So then you hope a pardon from Lord Angelo?
The miserable have no other medicine but only hope. I have hope to live, and I'm prepared to die.
Be absolute for death. Either death or life shall thereby be the sweeter. Reason thus with life. If I do lose thee, I do lose a thing that none but fools would keep. A breath thou art, servile to all the skyey influences that dost this habitation where thou keep'st hourly afflict. Merely thou art death's fool. For him thou labourest by thy flight to shun, and yet run'st toward him still. Thou art not noble, for all the accommodations that thou bear'st are nursed by baseness. Thou art by no means valiant, for thou dost fear the soft and tender fork of a poor worm. Thy best of rest is sleep, and that thou oft provok'st, yet grossly fear'st thy death, which is no more. Thou art not thyself, for thou exist'st on many a thousand grains that issue out of dust. Happy thou art not, for what thou hast not still thou striv'st to get, and what thou hast forget'st. Thou art not certain, for thy complexion shifts to strange effects after the moon. If thou art rich, thou art poor, for like an ass whose back with ingots bows, thou bear'st thy heavy riches but a journey, and death unloads thee. Friend hast thou none, for thine own bowels, which do call thee sire, the mere effusion of thy proper loins, do curse the gout, serpigo, and the rheum, for ending thee no sooner. Thou hast nor youth nor age, but as it were an after-dinner sleep, dreaming on both, for all thy blessed youth becomes as aged, and doth beg the alms of palsied eld. And when thou art old and rich, thou hast neither heat, affection, limb, nor beauty to make thy riches pleasant. What's yet in this that bears the name of life? Yet in this life lie hid mo thousand deaths, yet death we fear that makes these odds all even.
I humbly thank you. To sue to live, I find I seek to die, and seeking death, find life. Let it come on.
What hope? He's here. Grace and good company.
Who's there? Come in. The wish deserves a welcome.
Dear sir, ere long I'll visit you again.
Most holy sir, I thank you.
My business is a word or two with Claudio.
And very welcome. Look, signor, here's your sister.
Provost, a word with you.
As many as you please.
Bring me to hear them speak, where I may be concealed.
Now, sister, what's the comfort?
Why, as all comforts are, most good indeed. Lord Angelo, having affairs to heaven, intends you for his swift ambassador. Oh, where you shall be an everlasting leisure. Therefore your best appointment make with speed. Tomorrow you set on.
Is there no remedy?
None, but such remedy as to save a head, to cleave a heart in twain.
But is there any?
Yes. Brother, you may live. There is a devilish mercy in the judge. If you'll implore it, that will free your life, but fetter you till death.
Perpetual durance?
Aye, just perpetual durance. A restraint, though all the world's fastidity you had, to a determined scope.
But in what nature?
In such a one, as you consenting to it would bark your honour from that trunk you bear and leave you naked.
Let me know the point.
Oh, I do fear thee, Claudio, and I quake. as thou a feverous life shouldst entertain, and 6 or 7 winters more respect than a perpetual honour. Darest thou die? The sense of death is most in apprehension, and the poor beetle that we tread upon in corporal sufferance finds a pang as great as when a giant dies.
Why give you me this shame? Think you I can a resolution fetch from flowery tenderness? If I must die, I will encounter darkness as a bride and hug it in mine arms.
Oh, there spake my brother. There my father's grave did utter forth a voice. Yes, thou must die. Thou art too noble to conserve a life in base appliances. This outward sainted deputy, whose settled visage and deliberate word nips youth of the head and follies doth in you as falcon doth the fowl, is yet a devil. His filth within being cast, he would appear upon as deep as hell.
The prenzy, Angelo?
Oh, 'tis the cunning livery of hell, the damnous body to invest and cover in prenzy guards. Dost thou think, Claudio, if I would yield him my virginity, thou mightst be freed?
Oh, heavens, it cannot be.
Yes, he would give it thee from this rank offence, so to offend him still. Oh, this night's the time that I should do what I abhor to name, or else thou diest tomorrow.
Thou shalt not do it.
Oh, were it but my life, I'd throw it down for your deliverance as frankly as a pin.
Thanks, dear Isabel.
Be ready, Claudio, for your death tomorrow.
Yes. Has he affections in him that thus can make him bite the law by the nose when he would force it? Sure, it is no sin. Or of the deadly 7, it is the least.
Which is the least?
If it were damnable, he, being so wise, why would he, for the momentary trick, be perjurably fined? Oh, Isabel.
What says my brother?
Death is a fearful thing.
And shamed life a hateful.
Aye, but to die and go we know not where. To lie in cold obstruction and to rot. This sensible, warm motion to become a kneaded clod, and the delighted spirit to bathe in fiery floods or to reside in thrilling region of thick ribbed ice, to be imprisoned in the viewless winds and blown with restless violence round about the pendant world, or to be worse than worst of those that lawless and in certain thought imagine howling, 'tis too horrible. The weariest and most loathed worldly life that age, ache, penury, and imprisonment can lay on nature is a paradise to what we fear of death.
Alas, alas.
Sweet sister, let me live. What sin you do to save a brother's life, nature dispenses with the deed so far that it becomes a virtue.
Oh, you beast. Oh, faithless coward. Oh, dishonest wretch. Wilt thou be made a man out of my vice? Is that a kind of incest to take life from thine own sister's shame? What should I think? Heaven shield, my mother played my father fair, for such a warped slip of wilderness ne'er issued from his blood. Take my defiance, die, perish! Might but my bending down reprieve thee from thy fate as you proceed. I'll pray 1,000 prayers for thy death, no word to save thee.
Nay, hear me, Isabel.
Oh, fie, fie, fie! Thy sin's not accidental, but a trade. Mercy to thee would prove itself a bawd. 'Tis best that thou diest quickly.
Oh, hear me, Isabella.
Vouchsafe a word, young sister, but one word.
What is your will?
Might you dispense with your leisure, I would by and by have some speech with you. The satisfaction I would require is likewise your own benefit.
I have no superfluous leisure. My stay must be stolen out of other affairs. But I will attend you a while.
Son, I have overheard what hath passed between you and your sister. Angelo had never the purpose to corrupt her, only he hath made an assay of her virtue to practice his judgment with the disposition of natures. She, having the truth of honour in her, hath made him that gracious denial which he is most glad to receive. I am confessor to Angelo, and I know this to be true.
Therefore, prepare yourself to death. Do not satisfy your resolution with hopes that are fallible. Tomorrow you must die. Go to your knees and make ready.
Let me ask my sister pardon. I am so out of love with life that I will sue to be rid of it.
Hold you there. Farewell. Provost, a word with you.
What's your will, Father?
That now you are come, you will be gone. Leave me a while with the maid. My mind promises with my habit no loss shall touch her by my company.
In good time.
The hand that hath made you fair hath made you good. The goodness that is cheap in beauty makes beauty brief in goodness. But grace, being the soul of your complexion, shall keep the body of it ever fair. The assault that Angelo hath made to you, fortune hath conveyed to my understanding, and but that frailty hath examples for his falling, I should wonder at Angelo. How will you do to content this substitute and to save your brother?
I am now going to resolve him. I had rather my brother die by the law than my son should be unlawfully born. But oh, how much is the good Duke deceived in Angelo. If ever he return and I can speak to him, I will open my lips in vain or discover his government.
That shall not be much amiss. Yet as the matter now stands, he will avoid your accusation. He made trial of you only. Therefore, fasten your ear on my advisings. To the love I have in doing good, a remedy presents itself. I do make myself believe that you may most uprighteously do a poor wronged lady a merited benefit, redeem your brother from the angry law, do no stain to your own gracious person, and much please the absent Duke, if peradventure he shall ever return to have hearing of this business.
Let me hear you speak, Father. I have spirit to do anything that appears not foul in the truth of my spirit.
Virtue is bold and goodness never fearful. Have you not heard speak of Mariana, the sister of Frederick, the great soldier who miscarried at sea?
I have heard of the lady, and good words went with her name.
She, should this Angelo have married,
was
affianced by her oath and the nuptial appointed, between which time of the contract and limit of the solemnity, her brother Frederick was racked at sea, having in that perished vessel the dowry of his sister. Oh. But mark how heavily this befell to the poor gentlewoman. There she lost a noble and renowned brother in his love toward her ever most kind and natural. With him, the portion and sinew of her fortune, her marriage dowry, with both her combinant husband, this well-seeming Angelo.
Can this be so? Did Angelo so leave her?
Left her in her tears and dried not one of them with his comfort. Swallowed his vows whole, pretending in her discoveries of dishonour. In few, bestowed her on her own lamentation, which she yet wears for his sake. And he, a marvel to her tears, is washed with them, but relents not.
Oh, what a merit were it in death to take this poor maid from the world. What corruption in this life that it will let this man live. But how out of this can she avail?
It is a rupture that you may easily heal. And the cure of it not only saves your brother, but keeps you from dishonour in doing it.
Show me how, good father.
This forenamed maid hath yet in her the continuance of her first affection. His unjust unkindness, that in all reason should have quenched her love, hath, like an impediment in the current, made it more violent and unruly. Go you to Angelo. Answer his requiring with a plausible obedience. Agree with his demands to the point. Only refer yourself to this advantage. First, that your stay with him may not be long, but the time may have all shadow and silence in it, and the place answer to convenience. This being granted in course, and now follows all. We shall advise this wronged maid to stead up your appointment. Go in your place. If the encounter acknowledge itself hereafter, it may compel him to her recompense. And here, by this, is your brother saved, your honour untainted, the poor Mariana advantaged, and the corrupt deputy scaled. The maid will I frame and make fit for his attempt. If you think well to carry this, as you may, the doubleness of the benefit defends the deceit from reproof. What think you of it?
The image of it gives me content already, and I trust it will grow to a most prosperous perfection.
It lies much in your holding up. Haste you speedily to Angelo. If for this night he entreat you to his bed, give him promise of satisfaction. I will presently to St. Luke's. There at the Moated Grange resides this dejected Mariana. At that place call upon me and dispatch with Angelo that it may be quickly.
I thank you for this comfort. Oh, fare you well, good father.